My cool is my now moving in the depth and breadth of your heart space, moving deeper in the depth and breadth of your heart space, and opening up to the grandness of self, the greatness of self, and the oneness of self, the uniqueness of self, where that is concerned. As you are now gathering and celebrating in your day of uniqueness, where that is concerned, your day of independence, your day of individuation, where that is concerned. Because, dear ones, this is what the path is. This is what the process is. This is what it is all about. Now, as you are moving through an ascension process into the freedom of self. And we will touch upon that for you, dear ones, speaking to you now about freedom of self. And we ask you this question, dear ones. Do you know what true freedom is, dear ones? Do you know what true freedom is, dear ones? Freedom of self, freedom within yourself, where that is concerned. Because it is about, dear ones, taking responsibility for yourself, where that is concerned. As you now begin to celebrate the greatness of self, the powerfulness of self, and the uniqueness of self, moving into, dear ones, we consciousness. You see, dear ones, you have heretofore been living a life based upon following the herd, known as herd consciousness. Looking at your deify mythical leaders to lead you to the promised land, in some way, shape, or form, making them the figure of mom and dad. On this day that you are celebrating independence, individuality, it is now time, if you so choose, dear ones, to begin to look in the mirror at yourself and ask yourself, am I truly free? That is not related to the old paradigms outside of yourself. That are not related to the old structures outside of yourself. That are related to yourself. Do you feel free, dear ones? Do you celebrate you, dear ones? Do you love you, dear ones? Do you honor you, dear ones? Do you honor your greatness? Are you taking full responsibility for your life, dear ones? If, in fact, you are in true independence, you are moving into, dear ones, a greatness of self, a powerfulness of self, a lovingness of self, where you honor and value you, where you're not dependent upon anything or anyone outside of yourself. Dependent, dear ones. If in fact you are celebrating independence, dear ones, where are you still dependent on those outside of yourself? Where you're still dependent upon the old paradigms outside of yourself, the mythical leaders that say, choose me, and I will lead you to the promised land. Is that a form of dependency, dear ones? You are celebrating independence on this wonderful and most glorious day now, aren't you, dear ones? So where are you, dear ones, are independent? You see, dear ones, if in fact you are truly here to live your greatness, in your powerfulness, true freedom is individuality, dear ones. But are you ready to move within the depth and breadth of your heart space to release what holds you in dependence, dear ones, of others? Are you independent, dear ones? Or are you still dependent upon those outside of you? Are you still dependent upon, dear ones, the old paradigms outside of you? It is about now moving into a place of we consciousness, dear ones. We consciousness. The new paradigm, known as we consciousness, where the individual is celebrated. Are you being celebrated in the old paradigm, dear ones? Your uniqueness is celebrated. The only way that you will know if you are unique, dear ones, is to move within and now discover and remember who you are. So we ask you, dear ones, who are you? Are you independent, dear ones? Or are you still depending upon others in the old paradigm? And with that, dear ones, we see that you have various questions and points of interest regarding, dear ones, independence. Welcome, dear one.
Thank you, Michael. The United States, as you heard me say earlier, was defined as being a place where freedom and equality were the groundstones of what the new society would be. Do you want to make any observations? And we're celebrating, as you pointed out, the 4th of July, which is our independence. We're over 200 years old now. Do you want to make any observations about the United States as a country and an environment where we have the opportunity to be free and equal?
Well, dear ones, we think we just did. What is transpiring, dear ones, in your earthly plane in this land, this geographical location that you call the United States? Is it united, dear ones? Is it united in we consciousness, dear ones? What is transpiring, dear one, is much of the old paradigm is shifting and changing. But what is truly happening, dear ones, is the individuals that inhabit this geographical location that you call your United States are realizing the myth and the folly of the old. The premise is there. The premise of which this geographical location that formed into a United State is still there, dear ones. But it has been fragmented through the narcissism of the me, through the need, through the ego-based aspect of the self for power and control. So we ask each and every individual out there, are you truly free, dear ones? Are you truly free? It is about now looking at the old paradigm, dear ones. And what each and every one of you can see is truths are being revealed of the old paradigm, of your old governmental systems, of your old political systems. You see, dear ones, it is not a secular, dualistic society that is based upon this is what it is, and everything else is subservient to that. It is now about looking at what is outside of yourself and ask yourself, does it resonate or doesn't it resonate any longer? You are seeing an upheaval in your third dimensional realm, on your earthly plane, in the microcosm that you call your United States. The myths, the legends, and the follies that are being shown to you. And what we are here to bring you, dear ones, is not so much about looking outside of yourself in the third dimension and placing your energy and level of importance on that. But we, through this wonderful and most glorious soul you call a channel, the frequency that we come to you from the archangelic realm of Michael is based upon looking at you, dear ones. Looking at you to see your uniqueness, your powerfulness as the individual, which is the premise upon which your United States was formed. Now, wasn't it, dear one? Individual freedom to speak and express the truth. Full self-expression. Is there full self-expression, dear ones? Does it help you with your question, dear one?
Well, yes, and before we talk about the individual, you talked about truth being revealed, and of course, what's been revealed, among other things, is that all of our phone conversations are being listened to, that all the pieces of mail that we send out are being photographed. And we talked about having the courage to use our freedom to express our truth, and those are chilling factors that all of us need to be looking at when we realize that the founding of the United States, you're telling us, is really divinely inspired, and that inspiration is being threatened, I think, by what is being revealed about the truths that you alluded to.
In many ways, dear one, it's not so much being threatened, because when you utilize those terms of threatening, it is a term of opposition. It is a term of duality. It is about simply observing. It is why we bring you the teachings that we bring you, that can bring you to the depth and breadth of you, to raise your level of resonance and vibration. Because, dear one, it is all about vibration. It is all about resonance. In your laws of quantum physics, dear ones, it is simply about higher levels of energy and lower levels of energy and training itself to higher levels of energy. What is transpiring outside of yourself in the third dimensional realm, the dense aspects, the dense frequencies, the dense vibrations of your third dimensional realm, or of a lower vibrational energy. It is about now entraining yourself to higher levels of resonance and vibration through truth, honesty, impeccability, and integrity. It is about shifting mass consciousness, dear ones, to that. Does that make sense to you, dear one? It is not so much about placing your focus on what is transpiring in your third dimensional realm, which is in the microcosm, dear one. What we are bringing to you, dear one, is the powerfulness of the individual. The powerfulness of the individual. That when each individuated soul moves within to raise their level of resonance and vibration, then they can gather together en masse to raise their level of resonance and vibration based upon their truth. And as you raise the level of resonance and vibration, lower levels of resonance and vibration outside of themselves shift and changes. If in fact you are truly speaking about a weak consciousness, and looking not so much, dear ones, to change what is happening outside of yourself. It is about lending your energy to what is happening outside of yourself. How much do you lend your energy to that which no longer resonates? What may be transpiring may be transpiring. And if in fact you lend energy to it, and mass consciousness lends energy to it, it will stay alive. It only can stay alive based upon how much energy it has and receives from outside of itself to stay alive. It is now about, dear ones, moving within. Moving from the outer to the inner. Moving and taking a journey within. And simply asking yourself, is what is transpiring outside of myself resonating with me or not? It is about creating a new world, dear ones. A new world of weak consciousness. A new world of community, harmony, and equality. As we said, when you move within to the depth and breadth of your heart space and fully understand, see, remember, and rediscover the powerfulness of the individual, the independent individual that needs to express itself, through the God force, you will then realize the lower dense levels of vibration outside of yourself and ask yourself, does that resonate for me? Does that correspond with my truth? And if it doesn't, ask yourself, how much time am I spending on that which no longer resonates with me outside of myself? And as each individual moves within and does the work, does the inner work, then can congregate together and shift the consciousness of the mass to that of peace, community, harmony, equality, truth, and we consciousness. Creating a new paradigm that is a full resonance where the uniqueness of the individual is celebrated. Does it help you with your question, dear one?
Of course. You just mentioned a question that it's valuable for all of us to be asking ourselves, which is, how much time do I spend on things that do not resonate with me? One of the key teachings that is in the program Life Mastery that we created from your teachings was that we take a good look at what we resonate in life as being the source of our choices, so that we allow joy to lead us forward on our path. And that's such a critical question, because you asked us in the program to truly examine how much of our lives is spent on what we resonate with and what we don't, versus what we don't resonate with. Would you expand on that just a bit for our audience?
Well, dear one, it's simply done through feelings. It is simply done through fear, where that is concerned, and creating aspects of that around yourself that trigger the old aspects of the self, the old wounded aspects of the self, the old wounded aspects of the wounded inner child. Because that is where those outside of yourself are appealing to, the wounds. The wounds of the wounded little child, the 5-year-old, the 7-year-old, the 8-year-old, that only knows survival, that only knows life and death. So when the powers that be outside of yourself in the mythical aspects of your third dimensional realm create aspects of fear that generate the feelings, the primal feelings of the wounded child that is looking for mom and dad to keep them alive, and then the mythical leaders will come in and say, "Follow me. Follow me, little boy. Follow me, little girl. I will lead you to the promised land." So now, dear one, it is about moving within to the depth and breadth of that wounded little girl, that wounded little boy, and reparenting that through yourself. That moves within to a depth of resonance and feeling. It is all about feeling. So, dear one, first step to the answer to your question. If and when something is transpiring outside of yourself in the third dimensional realm, ask yourself question number one: how does that make me feel? What feelings is it bringing up inside of me? Do I feel frightened? Do I feel angry? And be with those feelings. And move within the depth and breadth of your heart space. And ask yourself, does it resonate for me, or doesn't it resonate for me? In order to move to that place, dear one, an inordinate amount of process, work, needs to be done to move within to the depth and breadth of the heart space to access that. Because, dear ones, once again, as you are celebrating a day of independence, it is also about moving into a place of trust. Those outside of yourself, mom and dad, are asking you to trust them, that they have your best interests at hand. It is now about moving within the depth and breadth of your heart space to grow up as the adult, to begin to trust your intuition. Does it resonate? Doesn't it resonate? It is about remaining in the depth and breadth of your heart space, as opposed to the conditioning of the mental body. Resonance is not in the mental body, it is in the heart space. It is a trusting your intuition, or in your vernacular, what happens in the depth and breadth of you. Trusting you. Does it resonate? Doesn't it resonate? And trusting that you can remain in the depth and breadth of your heart space, and then ask yourself, if it doesn't resonate, how does it make me feel? If it does resonate, how does it make me feel? And moving within the depth and breadth of you, based upon your truth, which is a universal truth of peace, love, community, harmony, and equality. utilizing that, those parameters, truth, love, peace, community, harmony, and equality, using those parameters as your benchmark, is what is transpiring, dear one, as you just mentioned, based upon truth, love, peace, community, harmony, and equality. Utilize those, dear ones, if you so choose, as your benchmark to see what is transpiring outside of yourself in your third dimensional realm. Not solely the geographical location that you call America. Does it help you with your question, dear one?
Yes, you know, one of the key questions that the Life Mastery Program deals with is helping people figure out what is it I want to do with my life. And I plucked out one of your teachings, and I have it over my desk here, where it says, "Let joy and ease guide you forward on your path." That is such a simple way of cutting through all of the complexity. It's sort of like a litmus test for things. Let joy and ease guide you forward on your path. That's such a beautiful piece of wisdom.
You see, dear one, it is simple. Yet it is the conditioning in the mental body that brings complexity to it. Does that make sense to you, dear one?
Absolutely.
Because what comes down to, dear one, is control. Control and power. Power and control. You see, dear one, it is simple in your heart space. Resonance. Non-resonance. It is simple in your heart space, but it is through the conditioning of the mental body that brings complexity to the simplicity. It is through the conditioning in the mental body that brings complexity to ease and joy. It is about now releasing the conditioning in the mental body through moving into the depth and breadth of your heart space. For it is simple, dear ones. It is very simple. Does it help you with your question, dear one?
Yeah, my observation is that it's a simple process, but we don't begin to truly understand the degree to which we really have been conditioned by our families, by our culture, by the authority figures, by educational systems, by how we're constantly told as little children who to be, how to be, and all the rest of it. And as I watch the students, and myself in my own personal journey, we really underestimate the degree to which we cannot clearly see who we are because we have been so conditioned and shaped by all the influences that we have grown up through.
Precisely, dear one, and the precise reason why, dear one, we come to you and have been coming to you through the wonderful, most glorious soul you call a channel to bring you the various bodies of teachings, the lessons, the exercises, the messages through the wonderful and most glorious soul you call a channel to enable each and every one of you to move within the depth and breadth of your heart space, to give you the tools in a personal process that can move you to self-empowerment. Self-empowerment. To a place where no one or anything outside of yourself affects you, based upon your truth. What we mean by that, dear ones, is that it does have an effect on you because it brings up feelings inside of you. You are the creators of your life, dear ones, and that is not dependent upon anyone or anything outside of yourself. It is about directing your will for life through the excitation for life through what we just mentioned. Love, peace, community, harmony, and equality. Uniqueness. It is about remembering and rediscovering who you are. Remembering and rediscovering your talents and gifts. Remembering and rediscovering the divine essence of you. The teachings, the lessons, the messages, the exercises that we have brought to you through this wonderful, most glorious soul you call the channel, the various bodies of teachings, give you the tools to move within the depth and breadth of your heart space, to release the conditioning from the mental body, to purify your inner self so you open up to the greatness, the powerfulness, and the uniqueness of who you are.
Well, Michael, that was just a beautiful description of the power of all the information and the books and the programs that are on the Angel News Network. You did a great job. Thank you. We're going to be closing this up, Michael, because we're on a radio program with the distinct time frames. Is there any parting message you would give to our audience? You've given us a beautiful message so far.
Yes, dear one. On this day that you celebrate independence, are you fully celebrating your independence? Do you know what true freedom is, dear ones? You see, dear ones, freedom is not something that you protect. Freedom is not something that you fight for. Freedom is a natural aspect of the self. You are naturally free. But do you know what true freedom is, dear one? True freedom, dear one, is full self-responsibility. Full self-responsibility. Taking care of you individually and taking responsibility for yourself, being responsible for you. True freedom is understanding who you are. True freedom is understanding and knowing your uniqueness. True freedom and independence is you fully expressing the depth and breadth of the Christ consciousness within you. True freedom is knowing your divine essence. True freedom is a natural state of beingness. Do you need to fight to be you? Perhaps through your wounds. Do you need to protect you to be you? It is not something, dear ones, that is protected, that is fought for. It is a natural, organic state of beingness. It is up to you, dear ones, if you so choose, to move within the depth and breadth of your heart space, to rediscover and remember the depth and breadth of your divine essence.
Thank you, Michael.